Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Jazz, the host of Urban Therapy. To my new listeners, welcome to the Urban Therapy family. And to my returning listeners, welcome back. I hope that everyone's having an amazing day whenever you're listening to this. I just want to just talk about a word that's been on my mind and heart lately. Y'all know how I am. If I have a word that's on my mind and my heart, I usually just, you know, meditate on it and just, you know, really think deeply on what that word means to me and how it can affect other people. So, today's title, the title of this episode is called Perfect Peace. That's a song by Marvin Sapp, and it's a gospel song. And so the word that I've been thinking about is peace. And y'all, don't let no one disturb your peace. Don't let no one have that much power over you where they rob your joy and steal your peace. If the cost is your peace, the price is too high. And that's real. Lately, you know, I've had a couple, you know, encounters with associates, friends, whatever you want to call. You know, like, I guess at the time, like a friend of mine, where the things that person was saying or doing just wasn't making sense. It was disturbing my peace. And, you know, I could have went like the old route where, you know, you spaz out, tell about yourself, whatever the case may be. But you know what I did, which was so relaxing. I just felt like a weight was off my shoulder. Cut off all ties and all ends. And that's not saying I don't love that person, whatever the case may be. But, you know, like I said, if it costs your peace, if a relationship costs your peace, the price is too high. And that's my message for today. You know, it's not saying you don't love that person. You don't care about that person. But you don't have to, you know, give that person your energy. The best thing you could do for somebody is pray for them, honey. Trust and believe that. And, you know, God will supply your every need, y'all. Like, God will give, the Bible says God will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. And that's real. So just really just focus on, you know, especially this year, 2022, focus on, you know, your healing, your joy, and your peace. 'Cause let me tell you something. You arguing with someone, going back and forth with someone, you know, your blood pressure high, whatever the case may be. No. And you're going to have arguments and disagreements with people. You know, it's life. That's it. You know, but if it's a constant, like every day, every week, like there's something, y'all, it's not worth your peace. Pray on it, meditate on it, whatever the case may be, but it's not nothing, you know, no relationship with your significant other or friend or whatever the case may be is worth to sacrifice your peace. Trust and believe that. And if it's really disturbing your peace, you may need to talk to God and reevaluate some things. Because I clearly doubt that, you know, you're supposed to be, and God wants you to be in a miserable situation for the rest of your life. Oh man, God will supply your every need. I'm telling you, if you trust in God, and if you just really like fully surrender to God, give God your attention and your heart, man. I challenge you to do that today and just really take time to really talk to God and to examine and reevaluate some people in your lives. y'all, thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, it's gonna be a really quick episode, but I'm so grateful and thankful for life, and for the amazing people in my life, like friends, family, co-workers, just even strangers, like, you know, just, you know, strangers. And honestly, y'all, don't isolate yourself so much, because anyone who says, oh, I don't need friends, I don't need to be around this and that, no, they're a toxic person. They need some healing and some serious counseling, because God wants us to fellowship. That's just what it is, you know. And to meet people, everyone's not a danger, a bad person. No one's perfect. But everyone's not a danger. Oh my gosh, danger, danger. No, like, really, like, take the time, like, to get to know individuals. God is intentional. You never know who you could connect with. And that's real. But thank you so much for listening to this episode. Again, if you haven't already, please follow Urban Therapy on Instagram at Dats Urban Therapy. Again, that's Dats Urban Therapy. D-A-T-S Urban Therapy. Urban Therapy is on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. And make sure you follow, subscribe on that. But thank you so much for tuning in. I love y'all. And I'm so glad that y'all are on this Urban Therapy journey with me. And I wish y'all the best of luck on y'all's journey. Be safe out there, y'all. And remember, that's right. Don't avoid the subject, honey.